Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. This season, season 4, we're talking Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary, the commentator of Rabbeinu Yonah. Shimon HaTzadik, we're in 1-2. Shimon HaTzadik haya mishyarei HaKnesses HaGadola. Shimon HaTzadik, the great righteous Shimon, was one of the remnants of the men of the great assembly. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed. The world stands on three things. Al ha'Torah, on Torah, ve'al ha'avoda, on sacrificial service. Literally, service, we'll talk about what that's nowadays. And on acts of love and kindness, one of my favorite elements of the whole Judaism way of life, chesed, a beautiful thing. We have a whole lecture on that from the lecture series, which is now on the podcast forum, all of them. Check that out also. We have an extensive hour or so talk about that. Anyway, the world stands on three things, Torah, sacrificial service, and acts of loving kindness. So this Shimon HaTzadik, he was the high priest. The Kohen Gadol, or sages tell us in Talmud, he went out to greet Alexander the Great wearing the vestments of the Kohen Gadol. Alexander dismounted and bowed before him. Alexander's servant said to him, Our master, the king, why is a king like you bowing down before a Jew? He told them, Whenever I go out to battle, I see his image before me, and I am victorious. That comes from Yuma also. Can you imagine? This is who he would see before battle. So he said the world stands on three things. This means the world was created for these three things. A later Mishnah says the three different things are the basis for the continued existence of the world. That's 118. But our sages say the world stands on these three things because it was for them that the world was created. In other words, God created the world so that he so that his created beings would please him in the future by engaging in these three matters. The first one is Torah. As it says in Mishle, he that diligently seeks good acquires favor. It is for this Torah that the world was created. And the Torah metaphorically said before Hashem, I was created before the entire world, and for my sake, every creature was created so that they could uphold me. And also on sacrificial service, this is because Hashem chose Israel above all other nations, Jerusalem above all other cities, and Zion, the site of the temple, above all other locations in Yerushalayim. For Hashem has chosen Zion, he has decided for his habitation. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Also, that's where it comes from Zion. Above all, he chose the temple where the sacrifices are brought. The sacrifices are called God's desires. It says, Vayikra, according to my desire before Hashem. We see the entire world was created for the sake of the sacrifices, but due to our many sins, the temple was destroyed. We can no longer bring sacrifices. Instead, we have prayer. As our sages teach in Ta'anis, to serve him with all your heart. What is service? That pasuk comes from Devarim. What is service that is done with the heart? You must say this refers to prayer. And that's also the meaning of different verses, especially from Tehillim that David Melch talks about. Sacrifices are not offered in atonement for intentional sins, but it's given in general for different reasons, for different matters. And David said also, had I been able to bring a sacrifice to atone for the sin, I would have done so. Now, since I am unable to bring a sacrifice, please open my lips, allow my mouth to speak your praises. And that's Hashem Sefasai Tiftachum Fiyagiti Lasecha. That comes in the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Accept my prayers in place of a sacrifice. Forgive me for my sin. We pray, since we, in our times, we cannot achieve atonement for sins, the intentional and unintentional alike, through sacrifices, we pray that Hashem should open our lips and accept our prayers in place of a sacrifice. And of course, on Gemilas Chasadim, my favorite, as our sages say in Sukkah, acts of loving kindness are greater than charity, for kind deeds can be performed for both the rich and the poor, but charity can be given only to the poor. How great are kind deeds which can be performed either with the body or with money, but charity can be given only with money. As they told us, one who gives a penny to a poor person will be blessed with 6 blessings. One who comforts a poor person with words will be blessed with 11 blessings. blessings. When you undertake to do loving kindness, choose your recipient carefully, selecting good candidates over bad. Give presents to modest, God-fearing people over those who do not share these qualities. Acts of kindness can be extended even to the wealthy by lending them money when their own money is unavailable, by giving them good advice. Sweetness of one's friend from a sincere counsel also can be a chesed, and good advice gladdens the one who receives it. The attribute of kindness causes man to find favor before God. The world was created for the sake of acts of loving kindness. Of this Shlomo said in his wisdom, charity will uplift a people, and the kindness of nations is an atonement for sin. And the will of God is only upon those people of Israel who have the wisdom to do what is his true will. The wise servant knows how to do the will of his master because he understands what the master wants. So realize, understand, remember that the world was created for Torah, for Avodah, and for Gemilas Chasadim, Torah, doing mitzvahs, doing kind deeds for other people. Doing deeds that makes the world a better place. Doing deeds that makes the world a happier place, a lighter place. Remember, we were chosen from birth to fix the earth. Another lecture on the lecture series with Reb T, where we talk about the idea that we were chosen to do good, to make the world a better place. Do your part. Do your aspect of Tikkun Olam, fixing the world, repairing the world with whatever talents, whatever qualities, whatever attributes, and whatever special abilities you may have. And Avoda, remember, prayer is the way to connect to Hashem, the King of all kings, our loving Father in heaven. He wants to talk to us. He wants to hear from us. He wants to interact with us. We have 3 chances a day to talk to him. Make use of that. Avail yourself of that. Talk to him. Pour out your heart. Whatever is on your mind, whatever is in your heart, you could talk to him about. And of course, Gemilas Chasadim, do as many kind deeds as you can. Every good deed is something that stays with you, comes with you. We can't take anything with us to the next world except for our mitzvahs, except for our good deeds, except for the good name that we hopefully got for ourselves in this world. More than Torah, more than kahuna, more than royalty, Malchus is the Keter Shem Tov Oleg Al Gabehem. The good name is what comes on top of them and what comes with you and what stays with you. The imprint you leave in the world, the difference you made in the world, hopefully through your good deeds, hopefully through your generosity, is what really stays and what really makes that difference. Generosity is a wonderful trait to have. Money comes and goes, but what you do for others, the memories that others will have because of things that you did, what you can give to others, that is what really stays. That is what really makes an imprint, and that is what really can make all the difference in the world to help everyone. If the world is created for Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, make sure that we are doing our part to be involved in all those things as much as we can every day that we have on this earth, God willing, on Me'ev Esrim Shana. Join us next time as we talk about serving for the right purpose, not just as a servant, but serving for the right reasons to Hashem, the King of all kings, here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.